Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening at Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being once again joined by a great stand-up comedian, Mr. Cody Anderson. And Cody, we've been talking all about comedy, and now one of my famous questions I like to ask a lot of comedians is about hecklers, and how do you deal with a heckler?
You just kind of point them out, you know, because everyone in the room hates them, you know. So yeah. you just point them out. You just say something, and you get a laugh from that. But while you're doing that, you know, you don't want to let it distract you from what you were doing in the first place. And some, you know, that's what a lot of times they do. You know, they just distract you from where you were going with your set, and then just mixes you up. But you know, I've never really had to deal with a heckler that's, you know, saying horrible things, but, you know, of course, there's always that person that's just like, won't shut up, and you're just like,
yeah.
You're like, hey, stop it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fun. So, you know, sometimes that's what makes it new and fun and fresh, you know, because it's like, you don't deal with that all the time, and, you know, you always remember certain hecklers and stuff because it's just funny. Like, it's just, they just stick out in the memory, you know?
And, you know, one of the things, Cody, I've been talking, you know, about with to a lot of other comedians is the comedians may have more tolerance when it comes to hecklers than the venue. A lot of times the venue will kick them out before you do.
Yeah. You know, because if you know what you're doing up there and stuff, like, you could get past it or whatever, but really what, if they're not distracting you, they might be distracting the crowd.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, as a business owner, of course, you want your crowd to have a good time, and, you know, not people don't want to listen to some drunk person just babble about stupid stuff, and unless that drunk person is the comedian, you know.
So. Yeah, that's okay. And, you know, another thing, Cody, is, you know, you have to compete, you know, with, you know, a lot of people are coming there for a nice, you know, dinner. Some people are just, you know, chilling out. So, I mean, you've got to create that persona, that stage presence. And it seems like you do a good job of that. So people will be paying attention to you, because that can be annoying when no one's paying attention to you, too.
Yeah, that's our worst nightmare, is to get up there and no one's listening, and then you're just pretty much talking to nobody, you know. That's the feeling that you don't want to get as a comedian. You don't want to get up there and not be listened to. You want people to listen and laugh, so.
And, you know, tell us, Cody, a little bit about, you know, your general audience. I mean, you can do jokes to just about any age group. I mean, old people, young people, kids, or...
A lot of, I would say, you know, most of my fan base is within 20 to 25, you know, that age group. But, you know, yeah, I could tell jokes to older people and stuff. I don't think that the younger generation would exactly get my jokes, because, you know, they're jokes about life and struggling and, you know, just dealing with, you know, having a kid and living at home, mom being older and not having a job, being broke and stuff. So, you know, I feel like the little younger crowd really couldn't understand. But I feel like sometimes the older crowd, I'm able to remind them of what it was like to be a struggling, you know, adult. And, you know, even though, like, they may be older and more successful than now. But, yeah, I would say that my crowd is more like, you know, like college age. You know, like, those are the people that really, really laugh at it because they get it, you know?
And another question, Cody, I like to ask comedians, because a lot of times with these open mics, there's so many comedians, though. So what happens when somebody is telling a joke similar, and maybe you have a unique style that this doesn't happen, telling a joke that was exactly the subject you're going to do? Do you change it, or you just go on with whatever you were going to say?
I probably wouldn't change it. I mean, you know, like, for example, if someone went up there and was talking about how broke they are and poor they are or whatever, I mean, I'll just try to one-up them.
There you go. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what you, you know, have to do there. So, Cody, you know, being here in Florida, do you do a lot of Disney or amusement park jokes? Or, I mean, do you go to a lot of these parks? Respectfully, they're kind of expensive, but yeah. Still, maybe a friend will take you.
I did write a couple jokes. I went a couple months ago, and, you know, I was like, yeah, I went to Disney the other day. No, I didn't actually go to the park. I just drove by and stood in the parking lot, you know, asking for money or whatever. But because they are expensive, man. And, you know, I was talking about how they randomly search everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
I heard about that.
And I just think it's funny as the person that's doing the random searches. Like, I wonder if, like, their boss tells them, hey, I need you to randomly search every 10th person. And then, like, what if every 10th person was, like, a minority?
Yeah.
I've been before and stuff. I actually plan on taking my son here to Disney for Christmas here in a couple weeks. So I look forward to that. Hopefully I can get some material out of that and stuff. And I haven't been in. My friend gets free tickets, so that's the only way I get to go. But, yeah, more when I go, if I go do something like that or, like, a vacation of any kind of sort, yeah, I always like to just write down, like kind of like a diary and then just try to go back and pull from that and, you know, just, like, format it differently and make it into a joke. But none of them are actually in my set right now.
Oh, so, you know, speaking of that, Cody, how do you decide then what kind of goes into your set? We understand you got to be motivated, you know, it can't be forced, but I mean, what exactly do you look for? Or it just comes to you then.
Yeah, I mean, right now, in the beginning, my goal was just to have 5 minutes. And when I got 5 minutes, I'm at maybe 20 minutes of material that I do in my set right now. I have a lot of other written material that I don't use, but, you know, my whole format of my set is, you know, talking about how hard life is, you know, being broke, how hard life is with dating and women for me. And then, being a young parent and also being someone that I was married and, you know, and I was kicked out of the military and stuff like that. So, like, I talk about that. but, of course, I always, you know, like, I still write jokes about other things and keep them to the side or whatever, you know. But I wanted to make my set something personal and something that, you know, I could use and go up there and tell, and then people actually get to know me more. You know, like, I wanted them to be able to learn who I was through my set and not just go up there and talk about random things.
Oh, so you try to, you know, be yourself through your persona. You're not doing a character. You're just trying to be Cody, and that's pretty much it then, huh?
Yeah, you know, the reason why I got my mom's maiden name is Cody Anderson, and the reason why I go by Cody Anderson is because that's what, you know, I told my grandmother before she passed away that I was going to get my name changed back to Anderson, and I don't know if I'm actually going to do it legally, but the reason why I use it is because, you know, like, Cody Anderson is like that young me, you know, like you know, like little 4-year-old me, just laughing about everything, happy about everything. So that's who Cody Anderson is, you know. And so it's not a character, but it's kind of just like a different persona, so to say. So I try to be I'm not the same. I'm not the same person I off stage that I am on stage, you know, because, you know, I'm a real human too. So it's a little different.
Cody, you were talking about, you know, all these amounts of sets, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, how much are you up to as far as being able to do a set then?
I can say I could do a comfortable 20 minutes. I could.
Oh, okay.
Now, with, you know, added crowd work and stuff like that, you know, get up to 25, 30. But, you know, with just jokes alone, 20 minutes.
Okay. That's great. So, Cody, why don't you, you know, tell us about some of the open mics and places that you perform in then?
Yeah, you know, like I said, my first one was Austin's. For a while, I was working every Sunday, but I really like Austin's. It's a good crowd. It's that age group that I like, and it's a really chill place for, you know, like the college crowd to go out and hang out and just kind of make friends and mingle. I really like Monday nights. I go to the improv and I hang out with my classmates and stuff. I'll actually be doing that later tonight. I met a real cool guy there named Carmen Vallone. He's kind of the person that introduced me to comedy and, you know, just gave me that confidence to start doing this. And Tuesday nights is Jack's Pub and Grub out on East Central Parkway, and that's hosted by Mike Harley. And he's a really funny guy, probably my favorite comedian in Orlando. And I actually had the privilege of riding out to Tampa with him and Carmen the other day, and we just had a good time. And we did a little joke off at the Tampa Improv, a little, you know, comedy game show kind of thing with the crowd interaction and stuff. And Wednesday nights, actually, I've been planning on going out to Tampa Improv every Wednesday, every other Wednesday from here on out, because they have a good open mic right after the show at the Tampa Improv. And then Fridays is Drunken Monkey. I actually went there for the first time because it was my first Friday off. It's a kickback, you know, laid back atmosphere. And I really liked it. I mean, like, I didn't get to go up until late, but the crowd was still, you know, welcoming and stuff. And then Saturdays is Sluice Mystery Diner. And that's a really cool place. And you usually get, like, a mix of that's where you could kind of learn that your crowd can expand. You know, like, you get a bunch of different ages there, you know, different races and stuff like that. So it's always cool to, like, see. You know, it's one thing for my friend to laugh at a joke, but it's really cool when you, like, you can make someone that you would never expect to laugh at your joke laugh, so. And, yeah, that's pretty much all the places I go.
Okay, Cody, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Cody Anderson, a great stand-up comedian. You're listening to the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place, so please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.